Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright.
With tonight's guest, best-selling author and blended channel, Cindy Edison.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Ashley Brooks. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am excited about today's show, and I feel like there's an opportunity here for a whole new conversation on so many levels, actually. And so I speaking of a whole new conversation, I actually think this is going to rattle some people up a little bit. And actually, some people might agree with this part of the monologue. But years ago, like a couple decades ago, if not even more, I started to have a question around the question that people were asking each other, I was asking people, and people still are. I don't think I do it all, actually, anymore. And that is a problem around, or a question around the question, what do you do? And whether it was at a party or a business mixer or at a casual event, this what did you do started to rub me personally the wrong way. And I think in part it could have been because I wasn't doing what I wanted to be doing. There's one big thing for me. And then ironically, when I started doing more of what I wanted to be doing, I didn't want to tell people that either because I felt that they would judge me or give me unsolicited advice have their opinions about it that didn't necessarily align with mine, or tell me to keep my day job. And all of that happened, actually. So another reason was because I felt like I was being sized up. Like, am I good enough to talk to you because I work over here, so I must make enough money, or I must know these people, et cetera, et cetera. So I think more and more people might agree with that. Well, I have to say that lately, there's a new question that I have a question about. And this has been happening over a couple years, maybe three or four, and for many reasons, many of which I won't go into at this point, but at some point I think I will. But for the sake of this conversation, the question that I'm questioning these days is, how are you doing? And I have to say, there are people who genuinely want to know, whether they have time to know at that point or really want to get into it at that point, that's a whole other question. But that I know that there are people that genuinely want to know. I think a lot of people, this is just what they use as a hello. And I've used it too. And I have to say, though, that it poses a question for me, because how I answer that, and each time I answer that with the many people that I speak with, how many times I answer that and how many different ways do I answer that? Where do I choose to go with that in that moment? Potentially can change the conversation, potentially can change my energy. Because if I wasn't doing good, but this person called and I'm actually doing better because this person called, but if I tell them what I was feeling before they called. So how do you say all that? So I've started to say good or well, because it's more grammatically correct. And I've started to say I'm great more often, because on some reality, I'm great and I feel great and things are great. And so I and it's interesting the reactions I'm getting from people, which is whatever it is, it's usually good. But what's good is that it's good for me, and it's feeling good. And though it doesn't always feel true, it doesn't feel like a lie. It feels like I'm setting up for great. And it feels like this conversation today, we're setting up for next level. And it's going to be great.
So how you doing? You know, after tonight's show, I think we're going to want to change that to how's your vibration?
Ooh.
But we'll come back around to that. I'm so excited for tonight's conversation. The Seth material from the Jane Roberts book was a soul ringer for me years ago when I started opening up to more information and awakening. And then later on, Abraham has been such a guide, a guiding force as well. And then I started following Cindy's posts online a couple of years ago, and every single one was spot on and seemed to land right when I needed that information. And the way the language shows up, the way that she brings the information forward, seemed to connect dots with other teachings or other opinions of a similar truth. So really excited for tonight, and can't wait to hear Ashley Brooks as well. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. The show title is A Representative of the Vibration of a New Earth. This is our episode 804. And our interview guest is a best-selling author of the series Allow Your Soul to Lead. She's a scribe, a conscious blended channel for a collective of teachers known as Joseph. Cindy Edison, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Well, nice introduction.
How are you doing?
Cool. Great. How's everybody doing? Great. And I love that because you're right. Because when you say that, you are declaring to the universe and setting an intention to be great. And from your soul's perspective, you are great. So you might as well own it.
From the soul's perspective,
yeah,
we are great. More, please.
Jeez, where do you start?
Okay, I'll tell you. Here's a good place to start, I think. So a soul, a human, and an ego walk into a bar and they introduce themselves to each other. What do they say?
Well, they wouldn't introduce themselves to each other because they're all the same.
Mm.
They're all the same vibration at the source. You know, the soul, the ego is an aspect of the soul, just as we humans are. Mm. All created from love. The ego is, you know, the evolved, definition or understanding of the ego aspect is one of an ally in the contrast. You know, everything of the universe is in balance. And since the soul is the pure positive vibration, the God consciousness, if you prefer, it only deals with anything of love. So the soul doesn't manifest anything that's out of alignment with itself. So when we come here to experience the contrasting realm, we come here fully equipped to make the entire journey forward, which is a journey of discovery for the human aspect. So the ego pops up and says, I'll go in with her so I can indicate to her when she, and I'm referring to myself and every other human, when she, the human aspect of free will, free choice, is choosing a direction, a pathway, a manifestation, an experience by way of negative emotion, it indicates when we are out of alignment. That's what the ego's purpose is from our perspective. You know, so the soul when you are in alignment, the emotion, your emotions are your first indication of what vibration you're leading with, what vibration you're asking the universe to deliver so you can experience it in its physical form. So when you're in alignment with your soul, the God consciousness, you are feeling love and peace and joy and elation and adventure and excitement and passion. And you feel those emotions, and that's like a high five from your soul. When you are choosing an out of alignment, contrasting experience, the emotions are referred to as negative emotions. They're contrasting emotions manifested from the contrasting vibrations, anger and jealousy and loneliness and sadness, anything that is not love. The ego steps up and says, look, this is what you are moving toward. If you continue to focus on the contrasting vibrations, you will experience them in your physical form. And the emotion that you feel first is your first indication of the pathway you're creating forward. Mm. So the soul and the ego work in tandem, really, mm. for the purpose of expansion of the aspect.
So the human walks into the bar. and if they're depressed and they go down that road, that's the ego road. And if they walk in and they say, oh, look at all these beautiful souls, they're on a soul path.
Well, yeah, it's not the ego's path. It's always the human's path. It's the human's choosing and the deciphering of how you feel. When you feel negative emotion, when you feel sadness, let's say, if you're feeling sad, down in the dumps, you're depressed, whatever, that is indication, that's vibrational communication from the ego aspect that you are choosing to focus on an out of alignment vibration that will ultimately manifest an out of alignment experience. And if you don't pay attention to the ego, you will end up physically ill because it manifests in your body. This is where illness begins and ends, with an out of alignment vibration. Your cells are reacting to your focus, you know, your powerful creator on every level.
Perspective seems to be the key word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your perspective is what your creative force is. And, you know, we're all blended beings. We are vibrationally blended, a blending of your soul vibration that is your source, that you always are, and the vibration, the dominant vibration of the realm of consciousness that you have chosen to experience as the collective you. When you're the collective you, you're acting as your soul. And the soul says, let's go expand over there in that contrasting realm so the aspect can choose its way out, ultimately choosing love, which expands not only the aspect and the soul, but the God, which we refer to as the collective soul, the universe. So you're choosing everything. This whole shift is self-responsibility because it's all vibrational and you are in total control. Most people don't know it or don't understand it, but you're in total control of your own vibration. Nobody can change it for you. You have to do it. You have to do it. And that's through your focus and conscious choosing.
So total control sounds like you're saying total control.
I'm saying total control. I'm saying total control because everything at its base is vibration, energy, including us, everything, everything, everything. And everything manifests from its dominant creative force. So since we're blended and we've been in this contrast for eons of time, shifting and changing and evolving through this contrasting realm. And we're sitting now at the precipice of a new experience, what is referred to as the fourth dimension, which is where you experience the physical realm dominantly leading from your soul's perspective and not the contrast. So you're creating from love more than fear. When you understand the powerful creator that you are, you begin, everything changes, everything, because then you understand how you're creating and you can change it in a moment.
Cindy, can we still complain?
No, there's nothing to complain about because everything is understanding. You know, you don't complain because there's nothing wrong. I mean, the entire perspective is different. When you see everything from a vibrational perspective, you understand that there are no mistakes. There's only vibrational agreement. And there's no judgment from the universe. The universe doesn't say, don't choose that, Cindy. That's going to suck if you manifest that. The universe says, I love you so much, and I understand what you're asking for. So if my dominant asking vibration is out of alignment, the universe matches that. And I experience it because the universe says, I love you. I want you to experience what you're asking for. So we say, just don't ask for it. You know, choose better.
Does it ultimately lead to the same place?
You're going to have to expand on that. Lead to what place?
Well, you're going to have to expand on that because I don't know where we're going.
Well, when you say, does it ultimately lead to the same place, define it and define place, because, you know, it always leads to a manifestation. It leads to an experience. Every manifestation that you desire or that you manifest is an experience, starting with your emotion. You experience every single matter. That's why you want them to experience them, you know, from the soul's perspective. So yes, they all lead to manifestation. That's the place.
Cindy, doesn't this come down to constant and never ending soul expansion?
Absolutely.
Right? Everything plus or minus, those are judgments, but are ultimately our soul expanding based on the experiences.
Absolutely. That's the whole purpose of our being here, is for the expansion of the soul consciousness.
You know, Mark, actually, I asked Cindy the same question just as we were about to hang up in our call earlier today. And I said, does it get better as it expands? And Cindy, you said,
it only gets better because you don't go backwards. You can't unexperience, you can't unvibrate. You know, we are creating moment by moment. And, you know, we did a post not that long ago that said, oh, I'm going to screw it up, I guess, that said, happily ever after is a moment by moment choosing, because the only after is the next moment. So people say, somebody asked me one time, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I just started laughing. And I said, you know, I can tell you where you can see me in the next moment. But I don't know. You're directing your path constantly.
So the better is based on the choosing. And if you Absolutely. Choose to complain more, then if that's your definition of better, then you'll still be getting better. So ultimately, it's all the choosing. Whatever intended outcome you're looking for, you're making those choices.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's your intention. Yeah. Some people thrive on, a lot of people, you know, thrive on the drama and complaining and what do people think of me and what do you, you know, the introduction, Lipa, was pretty interesting. You know, it had a lot to do with what are people going to say about you if you say this and if you think this, you know. Yeah, we all go through that. I went through that too, and I got, you know, you get slammed. I don't care.
You know, actually, you would have had to go through this because knowing what you do and at the level that you do it and knowing your belief systems and knowing you were raised Catholic, I'm thinking, why did they do this to her? Or why did she choose this?
It's funny. It's so funny. You know, raised Catholic, so many of us, I mean, when I listen to other channels too, and, you know, everybody's raised Catholic, I'm like, I'm not kidding. When I first got into this, it was scary because, you know, I was raised, we went to church once a week and celebrated the holidays. But, you know, I was raised in fear of God. So when all this started, I felt like I was betraying, and I had some Christian friends when I started doing it was so exciting for me because it felt so good, you know, and it was just a wonderful experience. And they brought me scriptures, you know, this is evil. And this, I'm like, no, this is love, you know? And so you just vibrate away from people who are not in alignment with your vibration.
So speaking of vibrating away, you talk about moving from you and Joseph, of course, talk about in the teachings, moving beyond the old paradigm teachings. And I'm assuming what we just started to talk about is along those lines.
Oh, yeah. You know, you have to think about the aspect, the human collective, as in constant evolution forward. So the teachings that come when the audience is ready are always in alignment with what's being asked for vibrationally. So, you know, every teaching that we've had coming up through the third dimension is in alignment with the collective and all serves a purpose. You know, we always say it's like trying to teach, you know, a three-year-old calculus. You know, it's impossible without the steps before it because it cannot understand. And as we expand our awareness, we're inviting more awareness of our soul into our experience. And that's how we evolve. So this is just the next level. But in order to move forward and evolve into a new realm that we have not experienced as this aspect before, we need to become a vibrational match to where we're going. And where we're going is no contrast. Our belief system, which is our creative foundation individually and collectively, look at the mess we've made here. I say that from my human perspective. Of course, Joseph doesn't say that. It's not a mess. It's out of alignment and it's in perfect alignment with this realm. You know, It's really, it's a whole thing. So as we move forward, the teachings have got to change, you know, and, you know, for example, the current ego teaching or the old paradigm ego teaching of fear, it's fear. Oh, now I have something else I got to worry about. You know, what's the ego going to tell me to do today? You know, and so anything of fear doesn't move forward with you. So we must move, you know, away from that by choosing something different.
I want to talk about vibration, but since you just said, what's the ego going to tell me today? I know we're going to be talking about the books in a moment, this whole series, Allow Your Soul to Lead. And you touched on the answer to this question. You touched on it, and if we can elaborate on it. You said, what is ego gonna say to me today? Well, how do you know if we're listening to ego or if we're listening to soul?
Well, it's your emotions. You know, the ego communicates every aspect, first of all, of the universe communicates vibrationally. Our vibrational acuity is is the most natural language, you know, is our vibrational communication. And so the aspect that is the ego, our ally here, communicates by way of negative emotion. Now you'll hear Abraham teach this, not in the ego side, but teaches that the negative emotion we feel is not about the situation. And this is where we, you know, add the ego to it. It's not about the situation, it's about the vibration. So when you're feeling negative emotion, that's your ego tapping you on the shoulder saying, you know, look at what you're choosing. You know, this is what you're choosing and this is how it feels now. And if you continue to focus, you will experience it in some form, unlimited ways, probabilities, and ultimately within your body. And so if you pay attention to how you feel, you can change right away. That's the first thing. You say, wait a minute, this emotion is out of alignment. I know this emotion's out of alignment because it's not of love. And so that means I am focused in the out of alignment or from the out of alignment position, which means I am creating an experience for myself that is also out of alignment. And there's a lot of things that go with that. That means I'm attracting people into my life who are also out of alignment. You can tell, you know, most relationships, right? They say, well, the divorce rate is 50% or whatever. And, you know, why don't relationships work? I keep meeting the same guy. Yeah, of course, because you are attracting the vibration of, yeah, you're putting out there.
They're actually working.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So in the case of where our emotions are affected in a negative way, then we could assume that that's an ego thing. But I suppose the answer to this question is it's an ego thing too. Like, I'm supposed to be in that career. I was supposed to be born to that family, or I should have been the, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be with me. You know, I'm supposed to have this girl or that guy or this car or that. It doesn't feel like it's an ego thing. Like some
it's
people
not.
Will say, oh, it's not?
No, not from our perspective. Now, from the old paradigm teaching, yeah. That's kind of what I was leaning toward when I said, what's the ego going to tell me today? You hear a lot of people say, you know, the ego's in my mind doing this, the ego's telling me this, the ego's, and it's almost like, well, it is that the ego is outside of us, just like God is outside of us or your higher self is outside. No, it's exactly opposite. You know, the ego's not telling you. You have to understand that the blended vibration that we are, the physical vibration of us that is the manifestor in the physical realm, holds our physical vibrational makeup that we have experienced in every single lifetime. And we have evolved, tweaked it, evolved it, expanded it. But it's always out of alignment, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't out of alignment. You must be in alignment with a vibration in order to experience it. So the human aspect is dominant in the contrasting vibration. So the vibration of you, the physical vibration of you, not the soul vibration of you, I'm talking about the physical, you have, when you kick off, there's no death. But when you die, there's no death. You only take with you the vibration of your soul that you've expanded, the love that you felt, the excitement, the joy. That's what goes, because it's the only thing that's in alignment with your soul. It's the only thing that's in alignment with where you're going. The physical vibration that's in alignment with this dimension, the physical experience, lies dormant on the physical, the non-physical timeline that you left it on. It lays there. When you come back, when the soul refocuses and says, let's go back and expand Cindy a little bit more, that physical vibration stands up and says, okay, I'm ready for the next segment of my journey. And that vibration holds the experiences, the beliefs we have in a vibrational form, the understandings, the teachings. So when everything up to this point has been influenced into us from the outside, we've been creating our realities individually and collectively from outside of us. What does he think? What, you know, that celebrity's driving that car, so I must have it too. That guy looks like somebody I need, so he needs to be with me too. What do you think of me? And I'm going to base my creative reality on what everybody thinks of me, or what I think I should, or what your parents said you should do. It's the other way around, you know, but that vibration is still active. And when you focus on it, it rears its head and it continues to manifest. This is how, you know, people say, well, you know, how come children are born with cancer, or people are born with these degenerative diseases? They are carried vibrations. They're carried through from lifetime to lifetime until we choose our way out. They remain dormant. You can't kill a vibration. So.
Oh, you just answered my next question. Well, yeah, I was going to say, explain vibration, and you read my mind. Explain vibration, and if it's just vibration, we could poof it away, no?
Yeah, by focus. Well, it never goes away, but you don't have to focus on it. your focus. I don't know if you ever read Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me. It was a life-changing, Joseph gave it to me, said, read this. And she talks about her experience, a fabulous story of healing. And but she talks about her experience, and just when she was out, when she was having her fifth dimensional experience in total alignment, she describes how by looking and focusing in one area, she could see one thing, and in a second, or as Jesus says, in the blink of an eye, focus in another way, and she's creating in another space, creating an experience. That's how your soul manifests, and that's what we're moving toward. You know, it's our focus that creates our experience in the physical reality. It's how we create our manifestations through our focus.
And when you say we're moving toward that, in a sense, it's a good thing that we can't, or some of us haven't been able to manifest quickly or more quickly certain things in the blink of an eye, because we're like the 3-year-old with calculus, in a sense, when it comes to this kind of manifestation, right?
Yes. That's right. And there's a timing for everything. And of course, if you're not manifesting it, you're not in alignment with it. You know, a lot of people say, I really want that car, but I really want this, but I can't afford it. And that guy would never like me, or I'm not pretty enough, or whatever. And you set this pathway out for yourself to actually experience the lack of, you know, and where we're going, there's no lack of, and there cannot be lack. So it's a constant shifting. This is what the shift in consciousness is right now. And when we were on the phone earlier, the first thing you said to me was, it's time for this. And I was like, bravo, man. There is, it always comes in perfect timing, always. And it starts to unfold. Yeah.
Agreed. Well, I was allowing my soul to lead me. So allow your soul to lead. It's a series that Joseph has, you have channeled, you have scribed. Tell us why scribe.
Tell you why I do?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry. Why you use the word scribe?
Oh,
to refer to yourself.
You know, it felt more comfortable to me because in the beginning, when I knew I was channeling, but I wasn't looking like everybody else, and it seemed so natural to me, and I was actually resisting the ease of it. And I kept saying to Joseph, how come I don't look like that? And how come I don't have to do that? And when I try to do that, it doesn't work. And I struggled for a long time because of what everybody was saying. You have to do this, and you have to meditate, and you have to do this, and you have to. And they kept saying very consistently, You don't have to do that. That's a belief. And if you want to do it, that's fine. But you don't have to do it. It's only focus. So they had to get me into the understanding of this is our natural state. You know, this is our natural state. And there, it's not hard. And everybody does it all the time. And so I said, well, I'm not doing that. So I'm taking notes. I felt like I was taking notes. And they said, call yourself a scribe then. It doesn't matter. The labels don't matter to them. So it just felt more comfortable as I was, because I don't know. I just felt like I was taking notes, you know?
Well, could you give us a 30 seconds on the series, like each of the progression of the books?
Yeah, they call it Allow Your Soul to Lead because of the next segment of our eternal pathway. Is consciously chosen. As I said, you get to the level of awareness where you have to realize how, first, there's so much to realize, God, where you have to understand so you can choose, you know? So the more you understand, they say understanding breeds expansion. So allow your soul to lead. They're basically saying to us, you have no frame of reference for this next segment. The next segment is creating from love more than creating from fear. And it's the exact opposite of what we've been doing since we've been here, you know, thousands of years. So they're trying to convey to us through the title alone that we're here to help you. Your soul is your guide. That's why they use the lighthouse on that. It's the guide wherever you are. Look to the light. You know, in the darkness, we are always here, always. Hmm. So they start out by, you know, it's their introductory series introducing who they are and kind of explaining where we're going in pieces. They obviously thought that the ego teaching was very important. They put it in the first book, and it really has evolved even since then, since we wrote it, my understanding of it, and it will continue to evolve. And then, so they talk about the soul aspect and who you really are in the first book and what we're doing. In the second book, they introduce us to the seven steps of self-discovery and healing, which I was really moved by, because they started the chapter talking about the 12-step program, and I was not familiar with it. And they said, before they gave me the steps, they said, we want you to go read them now. And understanding what I did at that time, up to that point, as I was reading them, I was understanding why they wanted me to read them, because they put everything in them. They're beautiful, first of all, but everything is outside of them. God is outside of us. You know, responsibility is outside of us, and blame and all this stuff. And I understood why it had to expand. So these steps are powerful, and I think they serve so many aspects of our movement forward, most importantly in this period right now, in creating a new belief system. You know, our foundation of our belief system up to this point is out of alignment. Of course it would be, because we're in an out of alignment realm. And so in order to our beliefs, I'm talking about beliefs about ourselves. You know, most of us believe we are unworthy. I did too. And it just begins with that. And there's unlimited out of alignment beliefs. And so the new foundation, these steps are a great foundational building block, really, for a new belief system that is in alignment with where we're going. Mm-hmm. And if you shift your beliefs, create new beliefs, we don't believe that there's any reason or any reason to try to unlearn anything to make room. That's a limited thinking. You don't make room for anything. Where we're going, there's unlimited space. So we just create something new from a new vibration. So they talk about that in book two, and in book three, I actually don't remember. Let me look behind me.
The love of the soul. Soul and the process of deliberate alignment.
Yeah. It's all about choosing. It's all about choosing. And how the soul, there's, you know, the soul is just a big ball of love. You know, I used to, I laugh when I do it now, but I used to apologize to them all the time. I'm sorry. I thought that. I'm sorry. And they say, stop apologizing. This is the journey. You know, this is the journey. And then in the last book, they talk about the love they have for us. And, you know, it's a feeling when you feel alignment from your soul. You know, self-love is alignment. Self-love is a feeling of alignment. And like through this whole interview, I have to say, I've got this low-key vibration running right underneath my skin the whole time, which tells me that I'm in alignment. And it's wonderful. It just feels really good. I don't want to disturb it, but it feels really good. So it's all about love, you know, love, the most powerful force of the universe. And when you're creating and focusing on love, you know, the manifestations are so beautiful. So we don't know where we're going. And we try to understand it from our current understanding, and there's no vibrational agreement, so it doesn't fit. So this is why we stress, my word, not theirs, allow your soul to lead, because we know the manifestation will be of love. We don't know what it's going to be, but it will be of love. So how can you go wrong?
Mm. And these and many others are the teachings of Joseph, brought to you by Cindy Edison. The teachings of joseph.com, and Joseph is josef.com. Find her and her books there and everywhere books are sold. Also, the teachings of Joseph on Instagram, and there's a hyphen in between each word, or not a hyphen, excuse me, an underscore under between in between each word, the underscore teachings underscore etc. of Joseph, J-O-S-E-F, and she's all over, as Mark was mentioning, all over the internet. We have a video of hers, but she has a video YouTube channel where you could learn more, and she has all the different products that she offers. As a matter of fact, so go to her website for that. But also, really quickly, Cindy, you gifted me with something which actually inspired the monologue for other reasons, but it led me to where it went. You gifted, like, I went to the website, saw so many things, and missed this. So what did I miss that you don't want anyone to miss?
The seven steps?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're there.
Yeah. And you can download it. Download a copy, stick it on your fridge, and build a new belief system. Yeah.
Just and allow your soul to lead.
Yep. Yep.
Cindy, thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you for having us. We so enjoyed this. So much fun.
Oh, yes. And Joseph, of course, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we look forward to the next time.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Love it. Thank you so much.
All the best to you. Until then. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so with that, now we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Roberta, and my sister Susan needs your help again. She's finally out of intensive care and is still in the hospital. The good news is she is awake and talking to us. However, she is depressed, and I am wondering what I can do to help her recover fully and more quickly. Thank you in advance for your help.
Dear Roberta, thank you for the update on Susan. I'm so happy that she is speaking with you. I believe that her having someone to speak to, you and potentially other family members, could be a great help to her. If she is not comfortable speaking to you about her depression or things that are affecting her emotionally, then potentially you can consider getting her a psychologist, a family therapist, or even introduce her to online social groups. Speaking of online, another suggestion is for her to check out the many videos online which could support her in her quiet and alone moments. So I suggest that this is a good time for you to give Susan her iPad and have her watch and listen to positive videos. I highly recommend my two favorite ones, Imagine and You Are Love. These two videos are not only delivering very positive messages, they also contain Janosch's sacred geometry codes. I believe it will be very helpful for her to go to janosch.com and check out his art and learn how helpful they are in raising our spiritual and emotional vibrations. You can easily find the two videos I've mentioned that contain his codes, along with the very positive and uplifting messages, by searching online. Imagine Visualization, Filippo Voltaggio, and You Are Love Visualization, Filippo Voltaggio. These two very special videos have assisted people all over the world in their healing. And, dear Roberta, they can help you relieve your stress and lift your spirits, too. I look forward to hearing from you after you both have experienced the codes and the positive and uplifting messages. I would also suggest you visualize Susan being healthy and happy, and I will continue to send you both love and healing energies. I look forward to hearing of her progress.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, let your soul lead you to writing her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Ashley Brooks, right after this on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. Our performance guest is a country artist. She's known as Georgia Gypsy, and she's last year's Georgia Female Country Artist of the Year and is in the semifinals right now as we speak with her song Jack for this year's Georgia Female Country Artist of the Year again. Welcome, Ashley, to the Life Changes Show.
Hey, hey, thanks for having me, and I appreciate the introduction.
a pleasure, and we appreciate the introduction to you by our guest Cindy Edison.
Yes, super grateful, glad to be connected. That was very interesting and eye-opening, so I appreciate her and you guys.
Eye-opening, third eye-opening, all of that good stuff. So yeah. Cindy, you know, I'm sorry, Cindy, Ashley, we were talking, you and I, earlier, and it sounded like you've been doing this for a long time, and in a sense, you have, except officially, you just started like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I will say, you know, if you want something bad enough, you're going to work at it. And every day, you know, putting in that effort and having a good team of people behind you and just really putting the work in, there's no way around it. And I feel like you can kind of conquer some ground in a shorter amount of time.
Good for you. And it's only been almost 3 years, I think you said. And so already this award has happened. It looks like it's going to happen again, knock on wood, and all kinds of other things, actually. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about them now that I...
It's totally... That's fine. That's all good.
Okay. Well, then you go ahead and say it. Whatever it is, you say it. Then you said it.
Well, a couple of great things as we did win Female Artist of the Year last year in Georgia. So we're up for that again this year. Super grateful. We did sign a record deal in Nashville just last week. So Ooh. That has not been out yet. So anybody that's tuning in, that's special privileges to hear right here.
This is very, very special indeed, actually. So when I said you started this long time ago, in a sense... though not professionally, but it started when you were, did you say five-ish?
Yeah, I was about five whenever The Little Mermaid was the biggest deal ever. Yeah, that's about when.
Which song was it?
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? I was in my mom's mirror singing that, and I remember distinctively, we're like, hey, I think that I can actually sing. So, and then here we are now.
And here you are, and you're writing your own songs. And actually, before we hear one of your songs, there's a story about you and your dad about writing a song.
Yeah, so my dad, Wayne Brooks, he's the husband of Wanda Brooks, my great mama, who's my cheerleader. I had to give her a shout out. But he's been in bands my whole life. So growing up as a kid, you know, watching him play shows and be in music, I came to him later on in life and I was like, look, you want to be in a band together? Let's try to do something with this together. And he said, okay, go write a song. You know, I don't want to play cover shows and cover songs for the rest of my life.
And Little Mermaid.
Exactly. The rest is history. And I hope people enjoy what we're putting out.
What was that song?
So the first song we ever wrote was called Getting Old, but it transpired into better, you know, better and better and better writing skills. So Have Mercy is another great one that hopefully y'all get to hear as well as Jack.
Well, then let's just get to hear that right now. So anything you want to share about that?
Have Mercy comes from a very hurt place, but I think it brought a lot of people hope and relatable experiences. And it's our first song to get like 40,000 views. So I hope y'all enjoy it.
Here's Ashley Brooks' pre-recorded song, Have Mercy, here on the Life Changes Show, Online Edition.
Just one favor, can I ask of you? Here.
There it is.
There it is. Ashley Brooks, and have mercy. So Ashley Brooks Music is where you could find her at her website. And then her music is everywhere as Ashley Brooks Music. And Ashley is A-S-H-L-E-Y and Brooks B-R-O-O-K-S. So look for her, Ashley Brooks Music, on Instagram and Spotify, Apple Music, etc. Actually, on Spotify, is it Georgia Gypsy?
No, it's Ashley Brooks, just like how the name is, on all streaming platforms. And then on socials, it's Ashley Brooks Music. So, yep, you're right. You got it.
Okay. Where'd I get the Georgia Gypsy from?
Where did you get
the Georgia Gypsy from?
There's an album called Georgia Gypsy. I'm just known to get barefoot on the stage and just be me, in a sense. And people started calling me the Georgia Gypsy. So now it's on my truck. It was on my old camper. Now we have a tour bus, and I don't know if they're going to let me put that on there. Oh, wait, it already is. So, Brandon.
if they get upset, you could sing Have Mercy.
There you go. Have mercy on me, baby. You know, putting relatable music out there is what I think we're missing today. And there's a lot of great artists coming out of the woodworks, but just something relatable that's from the heart. Good, bad, angry, ugly, just something relatable.
Well, you know, actually, we ended up talking about so much of what is relatable and so much of what, like even this one song, which we're not going to hear today, but a couple of them actually that we were talking about and laughing about. And the funny thing is they're relatable, they're needed. People are going through a lot of things. Some of them are funny, some of them are not funny. And so what is it that you feel that you're bringing at this time that hasn't been there, or hasn't been there enough, or hasn't been there right now, but used to be maybe?
Right. Definitely used to be. And there are some artists out there that are also bringing it, but it's just realness. Like the real country music that you're going to hear, and you're going to hear a line that's going to be like, ooh, you know, that gave me chills, or ooh, that makes me want to kick down a door, or ooh, that makes me want to, you know, it makes you want to do something. An emotion behind it is what we're missing. So just realness, emotion. I have a lot of those. So if you know, you know. But yeah, that's what we're bringing to the table.
Well, let me ask you, I actually spent a lot of time in Atlanta. I never lived there, but it felt like it at times. And so we would take weekend trips up into mountain areas and lakes and stuff, and just beautiful country. So you're from the mountains in the north, right?
Right. If you're in Atlanta and you're looking at where I'm at, we're considered the mountains. You know, Canton, Woodstock, Hickory Flat, Ball Ground, that little niche, that's where I'm at with all my tribe and my people that we've made along the way, and other states too. But that's hometown is Woodstock, Georgia.
So you're going to bring that to the world?
I'm hoping so. I mean, we've made a lot of ground so far, so I'm feeling pretty hopeful. If there's a chance, I think we got one.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for you. We all are here. And tell us about Jack.
So Jack, that's a song about, A, being who you are, because everybody else is taken. And you know what? The ones that love you are going to stick around for the right reasons. The ones that don't, they can kick rocks. But Jack is a very heartfelt song. And it's tees up me to A-T. So if you listen to Jack, you're going to know who I am. And come see me at a show, ashleybrooksmusic.com.
You need to write a song that's called They Can Kick Rocks.
Oh, you know what? I'm already writing that down as we speak on my little notepad over here. So
there you go.
Wait. I'm glad you said that, because what was it that I asked you a question and then you said something and I'm like, wow, that's really good. You said, yeah, it is. I'm going to write it down.
Yeah,
because
you know,
I wrote it down. Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I have it written down somewhere.
I wrote it down. And as we were getting off the phone, you said something about your message is stay true to yourself, choose a dream if you have it, because you don't know what you don't know. And there it is.
That sounds like something I would say, and very valid. I stand behind that message.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that in a song too, and all the other ones that you're going to be writing. In the meantime, we've got Jack. So here is Jack, pre-recorded on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, Ashley Brooks.
Thank you.
fake money in honky tonk bars, yeah. They're home to me. I don't fit in with the prim and proper, but I'll tell you I'm a damn good daughter. A Brooks party in three. For you.
Ashley Brooks, ashleybrooksmusic.com and all over social media at Ashley Brooks. Ashley, thank you for bringing your Georgia Gypsy to the show.
Thank you all for having me. Until next time.
It's been a pleasure. We look forward to hearing of all the exciting things that are probably going to be happening real fast. So we'll look forward to next time. In the meantime, an absolute pleasure. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Ashley Brooks, and another big thank you to our guest, Cindy Edison. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark LeJure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.